Okay, well, this is the second of our four superhero movies today. This one is just kind of an alternative superhero film. It has mainstream actors.
Tom Doherty introduces a thriller from director M. Night Shyamalan to several couples lounging on black padded armchairs.
Okay, well, I'm going to get the movie started.
Doherty and his wife, Kristen Davis, opened this downtown East Hampton movie theater, Popcorn Noir, in September with an unusual business model. You pay nothing to see the movie. You pay only for food and drink. Menu choices range from beer and wine to fancy finger food, all delivered tableside. The National Association of Theater Owners hasn't heard of another model quite like it.
Well, one of the reasons we went with a free movie theater is it allows us to provide something for the community that, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket, you can always come in and sit down and watch a great film. If we sold tickets, you know, it keeps a lot of people out that couldn't normally afford to come 3 days a week.
Davis is 29 with short, spiky hair. Her husband is an affable 38-year-old with long brown hair. They moved recently from New York City to East Hampton and had been mulling over how they could join this former mill town's fledgling art scene when Davis noticed a former church space for rent on Cottage Street. It already had a stage and projection booth. They paid for renovations with a credit card, and now the 20-seat room looks more like a cocktail lounge than a cinema.
It caught our attention because it was a unique idea.
Joanna Andrioli is here for the first time.
You just get a different vibe than standing in line at, you know, a rave cinema or something like that. It's cozy in here.
Okay. I'm going to give you a copy of the schedule for the rest of this week.
They play up to four movies a day, 5 days a week. And instead of buying tickets, customers become members, from a free day membership to a $25 annual one.
Okay, as VIP members, you do have the option to make reservations. So we've got some great classic comedies coming up. Next week is Western Wednesdays. Oh, yeah, you love Western, awesome. Sue? Yeah,
none of the movies are first run. They tend to be independent or classic films, projected from DVDs or downloads. Most come from the couple's personal collection, the public library, or film lovers in the community.
We want to somehow walk the line between avant-garde and mainstream. I'd like to bring people who are mainstream a little bit further along, kind of open their minds, show them things that they might not have seen before since the movie's free, and maybe they trust us.
Free or not, Doherty and Davis do have to pay a licensing fee to show the movies publicly, but they say it's much cheaper than if they sold tickets. Still, their discount comes with an odd stipulation. They're not allowed to advertise the movie titles on their weekly schedule, except to paying members. So they have to give hints on their Facebook page and flyers by summarizing a movie's plot or using still photos.
We kind of like that we don't know what the movies are and that we have to kind of Google them and see what's playing.
Megan Tatey and Alex Bartlett are new to East Hampton and to Popcorn Noir.
We barely go to movies anymore. We mostly do like Netflix streaming, which is really annoying because there's never any good movies on.
Plus we hate watching the computer or we're psyched to like see a screen.
And they say to watch with other people and meet new neighbors. So far, Popcorn Noir has 200 members, but Tom Doherty, who has a second job as a college fundraiser, says most people are still confused by the free movie model.
A lot of people come in and say, how are you going to survive? But I think that if we can get a good crowd for every show and, you know, people buy something, a simple meal, a drink, every once in a while, we'll do fine.
When you're ready to order, just place your light up on the table and we'll come out and take your order.
Doherty and Davis have started to host locally made films, and they'd like to show Super 8 and 16mm film, but with computer downloads becoming the norm, it's hard to find people to run the projectors. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.